Nebraska Extension Almanac.
This time of year, most calves have been or are in the process of weaning. Nebraska Extension educator T.L. Meyer says it's a good time to get your cow's body condition scores. That information will be a good starting point to get their nutritional needs met going into winter.
When we talk about range management, we talk about trigger date. And to me, right now, weaning, preg checking time for spring calving cows, this is a big trigger date for managing your cow body condition. Spring calving cows, mind you, not fall calvers, but spring calving cows right now are at the lowest nutrient requirements they'll have in the whole production cycle. If they're not weaned yet, they're not producing much milk, so that requirement's going down. Once they've weaned a calf, the requirement to produce milk will go away, so again, lowering their nutrient requirements. And they should be roughly second trimester of their pregnancy, give or take. And so right now, the fetal requirements aren't as high as they will be. It's just, if you got thin cows, right now is the time to try and get that condition back on them. Well, the last few winters have proven to us that we will more than likely have an episode of extreme cold or extreme winter weather at some point. And when we do that, that cow's nutrient requirements shoot up during that time, regardless of what stage of production she's in. I guess think of it as a risk management tool. Get the condition on now so that if some unexpected weather event occurs, you buy yourself a little bit of condition that you may have to give up if you're unable to get to the cows or unable to get them those extra requirements needed during that weather event. The other thing is, as they approach calving, their nutrient requirements are going to go up. And then we've all heard about peak lactation. That's when their requirements are the highest of the whole production year. And trying to add condition during any of those high nutrient requirement times is very not economical. But I know when we talk heifers, especially as we approach calving, we'd like to see them in 5.5, 6 body condition score. Cows, maybe we can get by a little lower, 5 to 5.5. But if you have a cow in a 4 body condition score right now, this really is going to be the cheapest time to add condition to her. So, because we know if she goes into calving thin, peak lactation thin, we're just setting her up to be less successful at becoming pregnant for the next year's calf. And I just can't help but think back over the last few winters. I've had ranchers tell me, you know, we've either had events unexpected or we didn't think they were going to last as long as they did. And they either couldn't get to the cows or they didn't have enough high quality feed to get meet their energy requirements during that spell. And then a year later, we're looking down the line and we might see some lower preg rates in the herd. And that might actually go clear back to more than a year ago, just the carryover effect of not having that condition where it should be at the right time in the production cycle. Think of it as putting some savings in the bank for a rainy day or snowy blizzardy day. And again, stuff happens. Tractors break down, trucks don't start. Maybe you miss a day feeding during one of those weather events. And if you have those cows in a 5.5, 6 prior to that event, you can give yourself a little bit of, use it as sort of a supplementation strategy. Granted, you have to be careful. You don't let them get too low on the body condition. But by building that up now, it sets you up to maybe weather those, pardon the pun, severe weather events later on.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.